This is Holden.
Hi, Holden. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Happy
yep.
Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that, right?
Well, I'm not in California. Is that where you're at?
I am in California, but it's 61 degrees over here. It's not crazy.
Well, it's 72 here in Illinois,
well,
so.
Warmer there than here, huh?
Yeah, I think they got it backwards today.
They got it backwards a lot of days, man.
No, I was, so I called earlier to expand my area coverage,
because
yeah. I moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then that guy was just telling me about,
guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great option.
So
if you should take advantage of it.
Well, I did something similar. I'm going to hold on a second.
Take your time.
You're going to switch over to my Bluetooth real quick.
Okay. You got it.
You there?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Yeah. So I do something similar right now. And I don't like it, but I do it anyways. But
what do you do?
Angie's Leads,
I'm
Home Advisor.
Mm-hmm. I'm super familiar.
But like the only reason I haven't canceled with them is just because
it's something.
I think it works out like in the long run. But there's so many times where I get these leads, and I mean it's just like a screwy name. A weird address, or I'll call, and then it'll just, like, go straight to an automated thing. Like, so, you know, half the time, I don't even know if they're real or not. But then occasionally I'll get through, and then I'll land a bunch of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I make money off of it, or I know I make money off of it, but just, I don't know. I think I mainly just use it for a way to just keep my name out there and
sure.
to get some of those leads. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's just, it always seems... Like, I don't know if it's worth it or not, so I just kind of didn't know if it was along the same lines as that, or...
Oh, it's like 10 times better. So, Google is... Yeah, so with Angie, Thumbtack, Porch House, all those different pay-per-lead companies, they serve their purpose, but the thing is that they're Google's biggest clients, Holden. So what they do...
Yeah.
is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page at Google. They capture the lead, and then they resell it to you guys. Okay, so it's on a per-lead basis. You share the lead. You share the spot. It comes to them first, and then you're stuck chasing the client down whether or not they even really want the service, right?
Yeah.
Right. So Google built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay-per-lead services. Specifically, what it does is the calls, A, come directly to you. You don't share the lead because you're listed independently. You're the only one offering what you offer that we work with there in that area. The calls are all recorded for authenticity purposes. So if you get a sales or solicitation call, a robocall, spam call, if they're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or if they are requesting a service outside of your service radius that's not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, then you're not charged. You're only charged if the person asks for estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or B, if you set appointment to give face-to-face estimate. Those are the two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead. Okay?
How much typically are your lead fees, though?
They're very, very reasonable. So the upfront cost on it for the Google Guarantee application and everything is a one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable. That goes to get your background check done and everything in order to get completely Google Guarantee approved. And then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved and ready to go, your cost per lead is $22.67. And
like
it's a
straight fee every time, or is it changed?
No, it's straight fee every time.
Okay, because Google or the Angie's Leads is like that shit fluctuates so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like a huge fluctuation, but it's like $18 to $35.
Yeah. I've heard that quite a bit.
I don't know how they determine it, because, here lately, like, it started out kind of low. Not low, but, like, $20 range, and now they're all, like, $30 on average. So I don't know how they come up with that, and I don't know.
Well.
So, yeah, like, the straight lead, that one price would be, that'd be nice.
Right. And then Google requires a minimum monthly budget for that for 13 leads. So it's $296. And it works like an escrow account. The leads would go, the leads would come off of that cost. You'd pay that up front after you're completely Google Guarantee approved. But there's a couple of things that I want to share with you about this. The advantages are vast. The leads come directly to you. It's a real life human being on the other end of the phone. Google assigns you a specific Google call tracking phone number. So each one of those phone calls is recorded for authenticity purposes. And the coolest thing about it, in my opinion, is the fact that it's all recorded and listened to by AI. So if it's a sales or solicitation call, it's automatically, you're automatically not charged. Okay.
Duh.
But you also have access to that through the call tracking system so that it, in the event that a call made it through the cracks, you would simply give us that phone number and you'd say, hey, this is an unqualified call. We dispute it with Google on your behalf. You don't have to.
Okay. And then, okay.
Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
So within the window, so pressure washing falls within the window cleaning vertical. Okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't have its own vertical. So pressure washing falls within the window cleaning vertical. And if you want to show up for pressure washing, then you have to show up. We have pressure wash. So the keywords are this. For window cleaning, it comes up with window cleaning, glass and mirror cleaning, gutter cleaning, pressure washing, power washing, rooftop, skylight cleaning, and other. So if you want to show up in that vertical, we can program you in for power washing, pressure washing, and at least, it has to be at least also window cleaning because it's a window cleaning vertical. If you choose to also do gutter cleaning or rooftop or skylight cleaning, we can definitely put those in as well. But the minimum is at least window cleaning, pressure, and power washing. But there's no additional cost for any of those keywords. Like, everything is already included. Okay?
I guess. I don't do window cleaning, so.
Okay.
If I get a call regarding window cleaning, like so Angie's Leads has a, you can request credit. They very rarely do the credit, but it's like they have a job requested under wrong task button.
Yeah.
So we just fill that out. And sometimes they'll give you the credit. It's based off how many leads you get. And I can't just sit there and, you can't just sit there and request credit on every job, but.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I do gutter cleaning. I just don't do.
Sure.
Window cleaning.
Yeah. I don't have any way around that. If you're in the window cleaning vertical, then it requires that you have at least the window cleaning keyword on there, or your ad is going to suffer significantly. So that's I see here that you do the gutter cleaning services, but here within the keywords it says that if client is one of the verticals below, do they acknowledge and understand that their ads performance may suffer significantly if they don't offer at least window cleaning? Now, it's up to you. It may suffer significantly. It may not. I mean, it's up to you. But I personally, if you're not offering window cleaning, then that's a choice,
So I can just keep it in there.
Mm-hmm.
The star, I can just always go back and take it off if I need to.
Probably, I would say, I would just go ahead and get it started with it and get it moving forward like that, and then we'll do the gutter cleaning.
I know people,
pressure washing, power washing.
I know people who do window cleaning, so I could just work
out
a deal
with
them.
And it's $20 a lead. Yeah. Can you really beat that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I could just ship to them for a percentage or something.
Yeah, even if you charged them, hey, I got a lead for you for $40, it's a solid qualified lead, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Then you're making at least a little something on that too,
Okay, so I mean, it sounds similar, and I mean, a little similar but, and familiar, but...
Yeah, but it's about a million times better because you have Google on your side. The calls are coming directly to you. Now, a couple qualifications. You have the business, you have insurance for the business, right?
Yeah.
And then you can pass a background check, no felonies in the last 7 years?
Yeah.
How many face-to-face employees do you have outside of yourself?
Just me.
Just you? You're the brains, the brawn, and the beauty?
Yeah, I'm selfish. I like paying people.
Hey, keep it small, keep it all. That's what I say.
I guess my wife, does that count? She takes all of it, so.
Does she go out and do face-to-face estimates with the clients?
No, she doesn't do anything. She okay. just takes the money.
You're the only one who would go on the application. Yeah. And you don't pay the Google Guarantee up. You don't pay the $296 until you're completely approved. Google Guarantee application processing is a max of 4 to 8 weeks. Doesn't always or even usually take that long. You're in a smaller vertical. It doesn't require even licensing. I imagine you'll get approved very quickly, but I just like to let you know everything up front so there's no surprises, okay?
So you said $250 start, mm-hmm. initial fee.
Correct. And then once your Google Guarantee approved and we contact you and we say, okay, everything is completely approved, Holden. We're ready to cut the leads on. And then you would pay the $296. And then the lead cost at $2267 would come out of that lead budget, left unattended, left completely at idle on its own accord. Those leads are going to come in at 3 leads a week, and you have the ability to increase them if you want 6 or 8 leads or however many leads in a week that you want. If you want more than that, you have the ability to call in and increase the lead flow. Additionally, if you need to pause for any reason, say you pause the account with $200 left in it and you need to pause it for 6 months or 8 months or 2 years or 10 days or however long, you know, you pause the account. Wherever you pause it financially is where it stops. There's no automatic monthly charge on this.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, you said $296 a month. That's why I was kind of just getting confused. Like,
yeah.
That home advisor Angie's leads, I think I have like a $400 a month
uh-huh.
budget.
Yeah.
So... I was just confused. When you said $296, I thought, like, you were charging me $296 a month, then on top of lead fees.
No, sir. No, sir. Our management fees already worked in there. Yeah, our management fees already worked in there. There's no additional hidden costs.
Okay, and that's like a cancel any time kind of thing?
Yes, sir, just like everything here at Local Splash.
Okay.
And your website's eligible for customary upgrade. We include that when you sign up for Google Guarantee. We give you the fancy site.
On top of my...
Well, upgrade your current site that you have, that you have with us. We're going to give you the fancier one. Yeah.
But that price, I pay $149 a month for all that. That doesn't change.
It won't change any of that. For our Google Guaranteed clients, we like to give you guys an upgrade. If you don't already, you know, if you're not paying for it, then we give it to you complimentary as a gift from us to you.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I guess, I just tell you to.
So if you say yes, I'll go ahead and charge the card that we have on file. I'll verify that information. I'll send you the Google Guarantee application. The application is super easy to navigate, very easy to upload the information, and then you have your client onboarding with my technician. That conversation is about 15 minutes long. It probably takes you about as long to fill out the application as it does to have the client onboarding. And then we process the application and get everything moving forward. Okay? I have a card on file of, let me see. Oh, I actually have a checking account for you. Do I have your permission to charge the account that we have on file?
I think so. I think it should be, though. I mean, it's the same one that my Local Splash uses, right?
Yes, Local Splash. So I have your, what's your mother's maiden name?
Temples.
Yes. Mm-hmm, Temples. That's the passcode that's on here. Yeah, so I have your account information here. I can go ahead and create the invoice, and I'll charge the $250 application fee, and then we'll send the application over to you via text and via email. The application, again, is extremely easy to navigate. You're going to literally upload your information. So, you know, business information. You also are going to upload the business insurance. It's the Accord document. We give you an exact example of what we need. And then you upload your Social Security number. And then from there, we go ahead and it'll ask if you have any face-to-face employees. You're going to put no, you have no field workers. You're the only one. It asks if you're BBB accredited. And then you just submit the application. And it will ask if you have license. License isn't required in your area for your vertical, so you're literally just going to put NA in that field, okay?
And then you said that it's based on a 3 lead per week.
That's how it idles, yes, sir.
So who do I tell to bump that?
Well, what's going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and process this, and you're going to do the application, and then you're going to have onboarding with Ivan. Ivan's going to verify everything, do onboarding process application, and go ahead and get the background check completed. As soon as you're eligible for Google Guarantee, then Ivan's going to call you to set the minimum monthly budget. So you're going to pay the activation budget of $296, and at that point, you would let us know.
Okay, and then I think you touched on it, like kind of like Angie's leads. Like I can pause those.
Yes,
whenever
sir.
I want on the ad or on the app. Is that, can I do that with you guys too?
You can text us, email us, phone call us, and yes, and let us know. We're working on our app. Currently, my CEO is working on our app.
Oh, but you don't have an app?
We have a call tracking app, but we don't have an app for this. No, we're working on an app that has our overall dashboard. You log on to your dashboard occasionally with Local Splash?
Okay, yeah, occasionally, yeah.
Okay, then when you log on, you have the live chat. You can even live chat us if you log on to the dashboard.
Okay. Yeah, I hate to just keep, like, comparing it to Angie's leads, but, like...
It's okay. That's your frame
Angie's
of reference.
Leads. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, they just have the app, and then you can go back, check all your leads.
Yeah, you'll be able to check all your leads. Everything here. Every phone call is recorded. You have access to each and every single one of those. You'll be able to literally track the entire thing.
On my dashboard.
Yes, sir.
Local Splash dashboard.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, that's the one that I like, got to go off of was just this one. And yeah, you guys need to get an app.
We're working on it. I promise you, we're getting with it, and none of our competitors have one either. So it's gonna be pretty cool. So I'm gonna go ahead and charge the $250 if I have your permission.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to send that application over via email as well as via text message. And within that application, Holden, it's going to say MMB, which is minimum monthly budget. They are going to request that information on the application itself. So you'll go ahead and put that information in for us and fill out the rest of the application. Now, we do block off half-hour increments for the application processing with the technician. Do you want to have that tomorrow morning? Do you want to have it this evening? When do you want to have your Google Guarantee application review?
Can we shoot like Thursday instead?
Sure. Absolutely. No worries. Let me go ahead and look you in. Thursday is completely open. Well, mostly completely open. Appointments start at 10:30.
Yeah, 10:30 should be fine.
Okay, or we could go later in the day, whatever you want.
No, I think 10:30 will work.
All right, so you're going to get an email that's going to say GG onboarding, and then it's going to have the username, it's going to have your username and password. Your username is your phone number and then your first and last name. And then within that, it's also going to serve as a placeholder. You'll get a push notification 1 hour before the appointment, letting you know that onboarding is coming. We will be calling from our 877 number to go ahead and verify the information and get it all set up. Outside of that, let me see.
Did you say this will take like 4 to 6 weeks?
I said that's the max that it takes to get everything completely approved. Again, as long as you turn that application back into us and it's all turned in by Thursday, we can process it immediately and get it moving forward very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went ahead and did that. I did acknowledge that you need to at least put window cleaning on here. And what are the hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
He put like 8 to 10 or 7 to 10 or something.
Sure. Monday through Friday. You want 24/7?
Yeah, just do 24/7.
Okay. And then let me see here. Got that. Yes. The background check. Okay. Everything is good. Everything else, we're completely good to go, okay?
Yeah. So I'll get that application filled out
before
Thursday, and then be waiting on his call at 10:30 on Thursday.
Yep. At between 10:30 and 11, we'll be calling you, and I will be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent. And I did go ahead and put you in for that upgrade for the website as well, okay?
Okay. What's that entail, I guess, when you say upgrade on that?
Well, they'll put it onto a fancier layout and go over that during the onboarding process. It's pretty simple, but looks pretty cool.
I told him I kind of started that, I think like 3-4 years ago, and then I haven't messed with anything on that side. So it's all basically, it hadn't been updated or anything since I started it, so.
All right, so then it's time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We'll be waiting for a call.
All right, perfect. Well, welcome to Google Guarantee. And then I'll send a text with my direct phone number and extension line over here, too, so that you have it, okay?
Yeah, good. What was your name?
Amy.
Yeah.
There you go. I just
I appreciate
it. Right now. My pleasure. All right.
All right.
Thank you for your time. You too. Bye-bye. Yeah.